I have an obligation to make sure that the presidency remains robust and that the legislative branch doesn't end up running the executive branch, Bush argued in mid-2002. In launching the invasion of Iraq in 2003, Bush preempted the power of Congress, as the U.S. Constitution under Section 8 clearly states that only Congress has the power to declare war. When he and his appointees rammed the USA Patriot Act through a cowed Congress with little or no input, he likewise took powers from the representatives of the people. A panicky House of Representatives, still in shock over 9/11 and the subsequent anthrax attacks, rushed the Patriot Act into law by a vote of 339-79. The act was 342 pages long and made changes, both great and small, to more than 15 different U.S. laws, many of them enacted following revelations about the misuse of surveillance powers by the FBI and CIA. It was hurriedly and enthusiastically signed into law by President Bush on October 26, 2001. The speed with which this legislation was presented to Congress left little doubt in many minds that it had long been prepared and simply needed some provocation as an impetus for action. According to some congressmen, many lawmakers had not even read the entire document when it was passed. The ACLU also reported that some members of Congress had less than 1 hour to read the extensive changes of law contained within the act. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat from Ohio, described the atmosphere in which the Patriot Act was passed. There was great fear in our great capital. The great fear began when we had to evacuate the Capitol on September 11th. It continued when we had to leave the Capitol again when a bomb scare occurred as members were pressing the CIA during a secret briefing. It continued when we abandoned Washington when anthrax, possibly from a government lab, arrived in the mail. It is present in the camouflaged armed National Guardsmen who greet members of Congress each day we enter the Capitol campus. It is present in the labyrinth of concrete barriers through which we must pass each time we go to vote. Texas Congressman Ron Paul, one of the only three Republicans to vote against the House bill, said he objected to how opponents were stigmatized by the name alone. The insult is to call this a patriot bill and suggest I'm not patriotic because I insisted upon finding out what was in it and voting no. I thought it was undermining the Constitution, so I didn't vote for it. Therefore, I'm somehow not a patriot. That's insulting. Paul confirmed rumors that the bill was not read by most members of the House prior to their vote.